This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. One of the things that's most astonishing about Democrats is the party's willingness to throw its current base overboard to appeal to a more radical new base of, I don't know, do you even call them Democrats now? But, I mean, they're just socialists and communists and radical Islamists at this point. Let me give you some examples. You know, the Democrat Party is now the anti-Semitism party, thanks to, what's her name, Ilhan Omar from Minnesota. So she goes up there. She's a member of Congress. She just got elected. She's kind of like Ocasio-Cortez, except she's a Muslim. And she goes up there and just starts slamming Jewish people with all this anti-Semitism talk. And of course, the rest of the Democrats in Congress are too afraid to denounce her because she is a protected class being a Muslim. So now being a female Muslim gives you more protection than being a female Jew. So the Jewish base, which has traditionally voted 70% Democrat, has just been thrown overboard. And it's now, you know, according to the Democrats, the Jews are worthless to them now. They're trying to appeal to Muslims. This is what the Democrat Party does. And this isn't the first time they've done it. So the Democrat Party used to be pro African Americans. You know, they were the party that Black folks voted for. And then the Democrats decided that they're going to appeal to illegal aliens instead, who are going to come in and take many of the jobs that Black Americans were competing for in many cities. And the Democrats were just like, screw you, all the former Black voters, they just dumped you overboard and brought in the illegals. That's who they want now, illegals. So Black people, this is why a lot of Black people are voting for Trump and voting for conservatives, because they realize it's the conservatives that are going to help them get jobs and help them be sustainable in society, you know, to be self-reliant. Whereas the Democrats just want Black people to vote for Democrats and then they forget about Black folks for another 2 or 4 years. It's really incredible. All right, another example is on the LGBT spectrum. Used to be that if you were gay, that was enough to be, you know, in the Democrat Party. All you had to do was be gay. You could be white and gay. You could be like two gay white dudes. And you were welcomed. You were embraced. It was just being gay got you into the club. Now, the LGBT community hates you for being white. So if you're gay and white, now your whiteness apparently overpowers your gayness, according to the left, and now you're evil for being white. So you're part of the white patriarchy, and even worse, you're a male, or you're two males in this case. So these evil white males are condemned by the Democrats, even though you're gay. Like, being gay is not enough now to bail you out of being born white. Now, I remember when the Democrats used to say that you should never condemn people for the way they were born. You know, if you're born with black skin, that's the way you're born. You can't condemn people for having black skin. And if you're born gay, they said, you can't condemn people for being born gay. But they dropped all that. Now, if you're born white, they say you're evil. You're a demon for being born white. And then if you're born male, they say, it doesn't matter. You can just change to be a female anyway. So I guess this whole concept of you being born with something that you shouldn't be blamed over, that's been thrown out the window too by the Democrats. The thing is, with Democrats, you can never keep up. You can never appease them without going on the fast track to radical left-wing extremism. In another 10 years, you'll have to be like a Muslim suicide bomber to be embraced. And the contradictions are just so outrageous. You know, this rainbow coalition that they're trying to form here is full of so many contradictions, such as the fact that Muslims treat women as property. Muslims treat women as personal property owned by men. Women aren't even allowed to take the hijabs off to have sunshine on their hair or their skin, you know? They have to cover up for a lifetime. They have to live inside these hot robes and scarves and everything, not even allowed to drive cars in most Muslim countries. And of course, if you're gay in a Muslim country, they'll kill you. They'll kill you for being gay. But the Democrats say, well, we have to honor that culture for who they are, for their heritage. We have to respect that. But then you say, well, what about Christians? And it's, oh, no, you can't respect Christians for who they are. You can only respect radical, gay, executing, women-owning Muslims. You have to respect them for their culture, but not Christians, you see. This is the way the left thinks now. This is why Democrats are losing people at an accelerating rate. People who used to be what I might call sort of reasonable liberals. And I knew a lot of them, actually. I used to be one. Reasonable liberals are leaving the Democrat Party in droves because the Democrat Party no longer makes any sense to any reasonable person. It's now about appeasing the most radical segments that have joined the party and have taken it over. You have Ocasio-Cortez now taken over the House in Congress. Ocasio-Cortez has basically taken over Nancy Pelosi's rule. And Ocasio-Cortez, remember, she wants to eliminate all air travel, shut down the airlines, shut down the auto industry, shut down cars and highways, combustion engines, tractors, agriculture, you know, all farming, all transportation, no more trucks on the highways, no more products stocked at your local Walmart, no more groceries on the grocery store shelves because that all arrives by truck. She wants to end the combustion engine, and she now represents Democrats. So if you have a job working for a company that is involved in manufacturing something, delivering something, transporting something, retailing something, flying people around from time to time, using any vehicles whatsoever, Ocasio-Cortez wants to shut you down. You're the problem, she says. While, of course, her staff runs around and uses cars all the time. You know, do as she says, not as she does. But you can never appease these radicals, because the minute you try to catch up to them and you try to be as radical as they are, they'll move the goalposts and they'll go even one more step to the radical left side. I mean, you show up, you're like, oh, we love you, Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah, let's shut down the all combustion engines. Let's end gasoline. I'm on board. Let's do it. Yeah, we're going to be good liberals. And then, you know, a year later, she'll say, well, let's tax breathing. let's outlaw breathing, since you exhale CO2. Let's tax exhalation. And then you're like, huh? Well, no. Or she'll go one further. She'll be like, let's just outlaw breathing. Anyone who breathes is the problem, according to the left, because you exhale CO2. So they'll just try to shut down all your breathing. They'll say, yeah, breathing is bad. We're going to have to just stop people from breathing. Just like we shut down all the combustion engines, we got to stop human respiration. So they'll have, like, the only government job you'll be able to find is being part of the kill squads to run around and stop people from breathing. And, that, you know, you can never go radical enough to appease the radical left, because they'll always take it one step further, because they're insane and they're authoritarians, they're tyrants, and they're suffering from a mass mental illness. So don't even try. Just resist them now. Just say, no, we're not going along with your stupid plan, with your insanity. It doesn't work. Get these insane people out of power and give us our country back. So stay informed. Read my website, newstarget.com. I've also got, of course, liberty.news. Yes, liberty.news. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.